from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Well, if you're familiar with our show from past years, when the birds play a game, we do the Bad of the Bone Award. Now, when they lose, it's the Bad of the Bone Award, you know, bad version, like you stink bad. When they win, it's you're a badass for the first time this year. Let's crank it up with the Bad of the Bone Award. All right. It is so much better, John, when it is the you badass. Oh, by the way, let me say this. There's a lot of other stuff from the league yesterday and the weekend I want to get to. But the Eagles are obviously top of mind. But there's a lot to get to. All right, John, Eagles game Friday night. I know it's been 3 days. By the way, we're going to play the Merrill montage shortly to give everyone a reminder of the twists and turns of that game. But as we sit here at 7:30 on this Monday morning, who are you giving a game ball to, John? Not a blame ball, but a game ball.
I think I've long longed for what we saw in Sao Paulo.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon Barkley, 24 carries and 2 targets, 2 receptions.
That's right. So
that tally comes to 26, Joe.
Yep.
That is above 20.
That is above what I expected. That I don't think it'll continue, but that was a lot.
Horse territory.
Absolutely.
And look, I don't expect, man, I don't expect it to always work as well as it felt like it was working. Saquon Barkley, thank you. And, you know, hey, Jeff Stoutland, thank you. Hey, Kellen Moore, thank you.
Hold on, you get one person.
Including, yes, it's Saquon.
Thanking everybody.
All right, Seltzer, Bad of the Bone Award, you get one. Who are you picking?
I'll close the loop from Friday. There, we just mentioned defensive guy. I know he's going to get mentioned the rest of this, so I'll go with another guy because when we went around the room and said what we were most excited for on Friday, I said I can't wait to see this first-round cornerback, Quinyon Mitchell, go out there and be awesome because I thought he was going to be awesome. And man, he lived up to it. They went right after him out on an island.
Holy
like
cow.
Yep. He's a player, man. Quinyon Mitchell's a player.
And he was huge. And physically, he is so large, like long, tall.
Yeah.
That's amazing
so
to me.
So here's what his body type reminds me of, and it's ironic because his number's 27. He looks to me physically like Malcolm Jenkins, who, if you remember, started as a corner.
But he's bigger.
And I think he is bigger. He is bigger. And he just was really impressive. And obviously, this guy's scrappy. I mean, this guy's really scrappy.
He's throwing himself in tackles, too, like right up in there. Like, he was fun, man. He's got it.
He's going to get paid a lot of money someday. He's going to get paid a lot of money to be a star. I mean, I don't want to say star yet, but he looks like he's got star potential in this league. Rhea Bennett.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Merton Hanks, well, Merton Hanks was like 6'2", 6'3".
Merton Hanks was a baller, man.
He was a baller.
He was a baller.
But he also just had like that, just tall, just long, and it helped him a lot.
And a long neck.
Yes, longer neck than Quinyon.
That's right. Rhea, Bad of the Bone Award, who are you giving a game ball to?
It was my biggest concern, and it's Mekhi Becton, and you guys just mentioned him. Zero pressure, zero sacks, no quarterbacks hit, no hurries allowed. Eagles averaged almost 5 yards a carry on that side of the line. Playing a position he never has. So a little hat tip also to Statlin, but I just thought he was incredible. I was really impressed.
So I'm in a tough spot here because I thought there was a good chance one of us would say Devontae, and he's deserving to be given a game ball, but I got to give it to Zach Bond. Look, I expect Devontae to be awesome, and he was, and he is, and he will continue to be. But game ball to Zach Bond. That dude was better than expected, certainly better than the money they pay him would, you know, speak to. Did the Eagles find a diamond in the rough? I'm not sure. It's too early to say yet. But in a defense where obviously Vic Fangio looks like he's going to blitz more up the middle than his predecessors, which is ironic because they ran a Fangio defense, right? But they forget that part.
Yeah,
those are the key. He's not telling him. He keeps it close to his vest, right? Not even telling his protégés what he's doing. Smart.
You know how tricky it makes it for an offense when the defense decides to mess with your A gaps. When the defense decides, like, it changes everyone's assignment. Something as simple as just taking your Mike linebacker and standing him in one A gap. It changes everyone's job for that play, and they have to communicate it, and they have to figure out a way, you know, like in noise to get that to every single guy. And if those communications aren't accurately made, like, we have a huge advantage. We're going to have a free hitter.
Yeah.
And Vic Fangio has been so successful early already in giving us they always talk about giving our guys the best chance for success. Vic Fangio did that and then some in week one.
Look, I thought the interception by Blankenship, I mean, you see the linebacker drop. I mean, obviously Jordan Love, after being blitzed a lot up the middle, might think the linebacker's coming in, happens to drop, runs fast, runs with the receiver. Blankenship comes up. I mean, that's good defensive scheming and obviously good defensive athleticism. All right, let's get to Sirianni. Because obviously you can weigh in on all this at 215-592-9494. You know, what stood out to you the most with the Eagles win in Brazil? And by the way, if you want to comment on the Brazil thing, go for it. We haven't talked too much about it. I thought the broadcast was weak. I think, you know, if the NFL is going to give these games to non-traditional channels, they got to do a better job with them. Camera angle stunk. I thought the replays. Yeah, it's just. Now look, maybe that stadium's not built for camera angles used to a football game.
Stunk.
I mean, obviously, it wasn't built for a football game. But I would have preferred, just the whole feel felt not. Look, you know when you watch a game on Fox, CBS, NBC, you just know the type of product you're getting. When you get to these non-traditional channels or streaming services or whatever the hell they are, it's kind of weird.
Here's what I did. It says I'm on a streaming, that's how I watch it, so I have a delay anyway. I put Marilyn Mike on because I couldn't take it.
Sure.
And I was literally almost matched up perfectly.
Good.
So I enjoyed it immensely.
No, that's great. And by the way, how it sounded with Marilyn Mike, we're going to play that in the next 5 or 10 minutes because we got a montage of the win. But let's get to Sirianni. So I liked this pushback by him, and I liked it a lot. Early in the press conference, I think this might have been the first or second question, he had been asked a question. You can tell, I don't know if he was prepared for it or this was just his, nope, I'm not going there. I'm going to pivot, and I liked it. We're going to play 3 different pieces of audio. It was a long answer. We'll break it down. Sirianni was asked a question. He wanted to push back on a narrative postgame.
Nick, that win, obviously, to escape against a good team, I'm sure you're happy about, but it felt a little like some of the wins from last year because it wasn't completely clean.
Yeah, it's not easy to win football games in the NFL, Jeff, especially when you travel 10 hours, and I know the Packers traveled 10 hours too. It was a good win against a good opponent.
All right, so he's just kind of starting there, and then he talked more about the Packers, and they're real good, and Jordan Love's real good, and I think there's a lot of truth to that. But so then he kind of swings back around later in a very long answer. Let's pick it up as he picked it up later on a bit more after praising the Packers.
What I'm really proud about, Jeff, is it was sloppy. It was definitely sloppy. And both sides, there was things, you know, on both sides that looked like that was sloppy. But we were able, as a football team, to persevere through some dark moments, right? There was going to be some good stuff that happened in that game. There was going to be some bad stuff that happened in that game. And our guys just kept coming back. And I told those guys after the game, the dog mentality, the mental toughness, meaning the same thing, you know, having the same attitude, effort, and energy no matter what the circumstances, not only serves these guys well as football players, but it's going to serve them well in life because life's hard. And these guys are fought through some tough stuff.
All right, let me just say why, and I'm going to play one more clip in a moment, but why I like this answer so much. It's not that he's pushing aside the things they got to clean up on. He's not. He's acknowledging them. He'll obviously do the best he can behind the scenes to try to deal with them. I mean, that's what you got to do. That's being a coach. But I think he's trying to make a real point here to have his players and, like, to a certain extent, maybe the whole town, not be so in the mire of, well, we won, but, which became a tremendous talking point last year, which I thought, frankly, the quarterback especially was the ringleader of. I mean, they'd win a game, and you'd see Hurts in like October or November.
Miserable.
And I think part of Sirianni's point is, hey, guys, like, let's enjoy the fact we won a game and not forget that. Doesn't mean we don't clean up. We've got to clean up. But we won the game. The other team didn't. We did. I like Sirianni messaging that. Let's listen to his final salvo on this topic.
Basically, what I'm going to say is we're going to enjoy this journey, and we're not going to let anybody tell us that that wasn't good enough. This wasn't good. We won the football game. We have things to clean up. We know we put ourselves in the right positions the way we prepared, and we're going to prepare our ass off again going into the next week.
I applaud Sirianni for that. I really do. It's a subtle moment that maybe not everyone picked up on, but it struck me as a coach trying to present his organization and his football team differently than they presented themselves last year. I like it.
Or maybe he doesn't know exactly what there is to clean up because other people are telling the guys first. No, look, the messages aren't originating with him.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean he doesn't know let's have Cam Jurgens and Hurts on the same page about when to hike the ball.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But again, the messages are originating first with Kellen Moore, and it is a
yeah. But Sirianni's still going to have
he's the head coach of the team, a huge hand
in all this, man. A huge hand. He's the football coach.
Get that? Yeah. I get that. All right, again, it does matter the order of where these messages come from. I do believe that matters.
Well,
I think to the players it matters.
All right, let's get to the phones. A lot to react to. What stood out to you? Obviously, there was a lot of good. There was a lot of bad. I mean, I'll say this on Hurts. More bad than good. But the good was really good. I mean, that's the irony to this thing. I mean, they scored a lot. He made some beautiful passes. He really did. But two turnovers that could have been four. You know, two interceptions, that is, that could have been four. I mean, the one at the end, if the guy catches it and runs down the sideline, the Packers probably win the football game. So it was a roller coaster game for the team. It was a roller coaster for Hurts. Now, there were things I was very encouraged about with Hurts, including, you know, how they and he handled the blitz. But he has got to be more careful with the football, and he has absolutely got to be sharper with his decision-making, when to stay in the pocket, when to leave, where to throw, when to throw.
Just
gotta
like
be
every
better.
Quarterback.
No, not just like every
this
quarterback.
Week, he's got to be NFL week
be
one.
Better than he's paid $250 million.
NFL week one, you've got quarterbacks who are trying to toe that line between aggression and
yeah. But John,
smart.
you're not doing the Hurts excuse train right out of the gate.
No,
here. Okay,
I'm
good.
Saying he needs to improve that part,
okay.
The balance between aggression and smart. But he also led incredibly pressure-packed drives for this team to go and win a game in a really strange circumstance.
No question about it.
And against a good team. And by the way, that quarterback across the way, Jordan Love, who ended up getting hurt, and now he's out for 6 weeks potentially, really a good young quarterback. He made a ton of mistakes.
He did. They,
I mean,
very
look
similar.
At the errors in judgment Jordan Love made.
No question about it. That's
across the board in the NFL, these quarterbacks, young and old, were making dumb mistakes.
They sure were.
Because it's early, because they're out of practice, because, you know, they're doing new things. They're trying new things. We have a new offense. Jalen is going to be fine. Jalen and this offense, because they're aided by this running game, are going to be better and faster at getting fine than those other teams out there.
I do not assume Jalen will be fine. I hope you're right that he'll be fine. Time will tell. He's got to really pick it up here. Let's also get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question, what stood out to you the most from the Eagles' Week 1 win amongst these four choices? Two positive, two negatives. What hit you the most? A, Saquon, awesome. clearly, obviously, and truly in game one. I mean, I thought he was the best bird out there. Choice B, Zach Bond, legit. Better than expected, legit. Good job. Great job by him. C, concerned with Hurts. D, concerned with the pass rush. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. By the way, on the Hurts thing, what Ray Diddy makes of Hurts' performance, we'll talk to Ray coming up in 12 minutes. He'll be joining us Mondays at 7:55 this year. First time since the 2021 season. Regular appearances by Ray the day after, or in this case, 3 days after, an Eagles game. 7:55, the Diddy. Ray Dittinger every Monday here on WIP. Let's get to Mike. Mike, good morning.
Boy, it's a bad morning to be a Giants fan up here in New York, I tell you.
Mike, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. James was talking to me. Whatever you said, all
bad
good.
Bad morning to be a Giants
yes,
fan.
Yes, it is. Yes. All right, Mike, what do you got on the Eagles, my man? I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's all right. Listen, I mean, at the end of the day, week one, really no preseason. We got the win. That's all I care about. I knew it was going to be a little sloppy.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Look, we can nitpick a lot of things, particularly on Jalen. But Jalen made big throws when they counted. I know he had a couple mistakes. Yeah, got it. However, they still scored 32 points. We all knew what Saquon was going to bring to the offense. It looks like it's going to be really good. And what I really took away from a high level, it was so nice to see like a little bit more of a complex defensive packages out there, some new schemes. It wasn't just one base look throughout the entire game. There's a lot of different coverage schemes. We saw the motion on the offensive side of the ball. So it's nice to actually see a comprehensive
under center. That's right. First play.
Under center. So finally, we're starting to see, you know, all these different looks. And I'm just excited about what we're going to be. Again, it was going to be sloppy. Week one, it's sloppy regardless, and especially now with the compressed preseason. So I feel good. I have one gripe. If there's one gripe that I have, I really keyed on Jordan Davis. And, guys, he's just going to be one big disappointment. And, you know,
that's he had it. A lot more snaps. He had a lot more snaps. But by the end, those snaps were discouraging. It was more of what we saw at the end of last year where it was stand up. You know, when he gets tired, he's such a huge human being. It's hard to keep those knees bent. And so when he gets tired, and he had whatever it was, a lot more snaps than what he had last year.
Yeah, he played a lot more. Yeah,
it was like 60% Jordan Davis. No, 52%. 52% of the snaps, 35 snaps. That's a big jump. He also had 12 special team snaps. Those are mostly, you know, field goal block, sort of thing.
Blocking and all that. Yeah. You know what was, you know what really struck me on the snap count? And it's not good for this guy, and it's not good for Howie.
Bryce Huff thing?
Bryce Huff played less than
Nolan
than Brandon
Smith.
Graham.
And less than Nolan Smith.
I know, but Nolan Smith might not, it might just be a whiff of a pick. So if that's the case, then...
But regardless, you beat Bryce Huff, he was your biggest, and he's playing less than both those guys?
Correct. That's my point. I mean, I'm not as... Yeah, that's Jack, that's my point. I mean, Bryce Huff is paid a lot more money than the other two. A lot more money. And so for him in week one to play less than both Brandon Graham and Nolan Smith, that is, to me, that is concerning. 215-592-9494. All right, the Merrill montage, how it sounded here on WIP, especially if you watched the game. I mean, we all watched it, but if you haven't heard Merrill and Mike and the excitement of the TD calls and all that stuff, the twists and turns, we'll get to that in 1 minute, celebrating the Birds' victory. Merrill montage in 1 minute's time. Hey, let me tell you about United Tire. And the latest and greatest deal from United Tire. They've always got deals cooked up for you. Right now, when you buy any four tires at United Tire, you'll receive a free oil change or a basic four-wheel alignment to keep those tires wearing correctly. It's a great deal, great opportunity. You know, nobody beats United, I tell you all the time. That's where I get my car service. I strongly encourage you to get your car service there as well. They're phenomenal at what they do. Experts, by the way, wonderful people. Greg, the entire team, Billy, wonderful people. United Tire, they care about your car as much as you do. And by the way, your thing should be get it there so the car lasts a long time. That's the idea. Treat your car well, it'll treat you well. So why take your car anywhere else? Get it to United Tire. Start with their website, unitedtire.com. Find the locally owned United Tire location nearest you, unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Don't drive alone. Drive United. All right, let's get to the Birds. Let's get to Merrill. Let's get to Mike. Let's get to a victory. Let's get to a roller coaster. Holy mackerel. Few games have less twists and turns than this one did. I mean, it was like even the Super Bowl when the Eagles won it, when they won it, it got close, obviously, at the end. But for the most part, the Eagles were comfortably up for a good portion of that football game. This one on Friday night, back and forth, back and forth. I got the lead. You got the lead. I got the lead. You got the lead. And by the way, they could not get out of their own way to start the game. They were like the freaking Roadrunner in the beginning when he's spinning his wheels. You know that thing where you see dust in the old cartoons and they don't start running for like 8 seconds? That's what they were for like half a
Fred
quarter.
Fred Flintstone will do that too.
Yeah, he will. We didn't talk the about it though, but they, I mean, the 6 points with the defense, with the interception of the fumble early was massive, completely different game. If it's 10-0, 14-0.
You can make a case the D saved the game in the first quarter. All right, let's listen to how it sounded here on WIP. James, we haven't done it in a long time. We're going to need a montage.
We're going to need a montage.
Eagles and the Green Bay Packers in Sao Paulo. Hurts, he's back. He's looking. He is firing it, and it is intercepted. Intercepted. So there's the first turnover of the game, and a Jalen Hurts interception. Third and six. Hurts fumbles the snap, and it is recovered. Let's see.
Turnover
is it the Packers?
Two. Turnover number two.
They trail 6-0. Hurts looping it, and it is caught for a touchdown by Barkley. Barkley for a touchdown and a perfect pass. It's 7-6 Birds. Back goes Love. He pumps, he fires, and wide open downfield. Breaking the tackle at the 20 is Reed, and he's in for a touchdown. It's 12-7 Green Bay. The Eagles are moving, and Jalen Hurts looks terrific. This time it goes, and right up the middle for a touchdown.
Saquon
Barkley, his second touchdown of the game. One by air and one on the ground.
Oh, boy, did they part the sea that time.
There's the end of the first half with the score. The Packers 19, the Eagles 17. He is going deep. It is caught. A.J. Brown to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, the 5. Touchdown, 67 yards.
Oh, that's just fun to watch.
24-19, Birds. That was fast. Love in the gun. Play action. Touchdown. It goes to Watson. Packers 26, Eagles 24. Back to Barkley. He pushes. He shoves. He's in. Touchdown.
He's too strong. Saquon Barkley is a man.
The Eagles 31. The Packers 26. Eagles have got to get to Love. Here they come again as he goes over the top and it is almost an intercepted.
It's intercepted.
Picked off by Reed Blankenship. Back again goes Love. He is hit with 5 seconds to go. And Love is hurt. Love is hurt.
Never want to see that.
Oh, my goodness. Back goes Willis. He slips. He is down, and the game is over. Eagles 34, Packers 29.
Love it. You know what I love the best? By the way, nice job. Great job by Joe Wechter putting that together. A Merrill montage. We'll have it for you every Monday morning following a victory. Hopefully it's 16, 17, 18, 19 of them this year, depending on how many games the Eagles win.
Can you imagine?
Hopefully
Let's
win
go.
The bowl. But
what an
my favorite part.
Yeah.
My favorite part, Mike.
Yep.
Saquon Barkley, he's a man.
No, even before, go back one sentence. He's too strong. Saquon Barkley is a man.
Tremendous. Speaking of Saquon, let's actually have some fun at the Giants' expense. So, and by the way, Ray Dittinger will join us in 5 minutes. So the Giants obviously wanted to keep Saquon, but did not want to pay him all that it would be required to keep him. They just weren't all in. And that had been a tug of war for like 2 or 3 years up there. So when Saquon got his chance, he's like, that's it. I'm out, and I'm going to Philly, and I'm going to shove it up your nostril. Let's go back to the, I don't know if this is winter or spring. Prior to free agency, the audio of the Giants general manager and their owner, John Mara, strategizing. This is before free agency had begun. Here's their strategy session as featured on Hard Knocks.
Hey, we're going to do the right thing. We're going to let you hit free agency. Find out your market, come back, and let us know if we can match it. If we can, you know, we'll have those discussions.
I mean, in a perfect world, I'd still like to have him back. I just, until we can prove that we can do, have a decent offense without him.
Daniel's making a lot of money, and it's the fork, like, we got to figure out is he the guy, so we got to protect him.
Got to protect Daniel Jones. Got to give Daniel.
So important.
All right. So
that's important philosophy for an organization.
They got a lot of egg on their face up in New York this morning. But they got even more because of this one. Let's get to the second piece of audio here. As this was later, I think this might have been a week or so later in that show. And the owner, John Mara, I mean, you can tell it would pain him to lose Saquon. Particularly here, imagine what he's feeling this morning. Here we go back again to before free agency and what was featured on Hard Knocks.
What's the latest? Just on the Saquon thing.
I just got a text that Chicago's driving the price up and Philly's out. I don't know if that's true or not. Which I don't know if I'll make a couple of calls. I don't even know if that's gonna happen, but
I'm gonna have a tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia. I'll tell you that. As I've told you, just being up. I had been around enough players. So, but he's the most popular player we have by far.
Yeah.
Hold on. He was the most popular player you had by far. I mean, John, how great is that?
That crushing, soul-crushing feeling that just feels like it doesn't go away.
Tremendous.
Like, it won't ever go away. Like, he is so well-adjusted right here in Philadelphia. This is a beautiful symbiotic relationship he's got.
It's fun to have Saquon
line,
here.
Yeah. Saquon in the city. Saquon coming back home. This is perfection, and he's playing at the top of his game right now.
All right, one more piece of NFC East audio to play for you here today. And I know I'm sure a lot of people saw this pregame on Fox, but if you did not, we really want to highlight it for you because Dak Prescott said it. Now, he played a good game yesterday, and they played a good game, and they whooped up on a Browns team that maybe will struggle more than expected because maybe Deshaun Watson just actually stinks, which would be stunning to me at this stage of his career, what should be his prime. I mean, I remember Deshaun Watson against the Eagles in 2018 in that game versus Foles, and I was so thoroughly impressed with that guy. Maybe he just lost it. You know, Carson lost it. Guys lose it. Maybe he just doesn't have it anymore. But Dak Prescott played well. He got paid a lot of money. But yesterday, pregame on Fox, he said something that I don't think he should have said. He said it. He's going to have to own it all year. We want to play it for you in case you missed it. Here's Dak Prescott pregame yesterday on Fox with Aaron Andrews.
Let's speak it into existence. The 2024 Dallas Cowboys. Will
win the Super Bowl.
On Fox.
In New Orleans.
Okay. He said it. James, John, Rhea, your reaction. Dak Prescott says they will win the Super Bowl.
I haven't gone to a conference championship in like 40 years.
Good.
Right?
My reaction is good. I'm really happy he said it's awesome.
I am too.
It's great.
He's very lucky they played so well yesterday. Yeah. But I mean, John, he's going to, that is going to be on him.
Uh-huh. But don't you?
All year, man.
So, tough spot to be put in.
He put himself in it.
Could have said, be really good or have a nice season or whatever. Yeah.
If Jalen were asked that question,
he would not have said win the Super Bowl.
He said,
no chance.
The proper answer.
What would he say?
I don't know what he'd say. I'll tell you what I'd say. What was the question? I'll say the Philadelphia Eagles going to do everything we can to win it all.
Exactly.
We're all in. Let's rock and roll. Let's go.
Work our butts off or whatever you're going to say.
Whatever you're going to say. But I mean, he went prediction mode. Okay. They're ready to deck.
Right. You think his teammates like that? I think they do. I think they think it's.
I think his
our
head
guy believes above all else.
I think his head coach doesn't like it. But look, they got a win yesterday. That's not their issue now. That'll be their issue later in the season. Social media mid-January when they lose a playoff game and everyone goes wild around America.
Well, that's
and we'll be part of that. All
that's
right, now,
what to expect. Yeah.
Now the ditty in just a moment on an Eagles game that was a roller coaster. Obviously, your chance to weigh in at 215-592-9494. What stood out to you with the Eagles win? You know, versus Green Bay, obviously in Brazil, there was a lot of good. There was a lot of bad. You can weigh in on all of it, including Hurts and the defense and Sirianni and everything. Both coordinators, 215-592-9494. One thing before Diddy. So I told you last week, you know, we made a bunch of announcements last week about our show. Ray joining the show on Mondays. Jason Kelsey joining the show on Thursdays. Brandon Graham joining the show on Tuesdays. I mean, there's a lot going on here, and it's great stuff. We've got another one to tell you, and it's one of our best from last year who's back with us again this year. Seth Joyner, who was nothing but an ass kicker. All right, he was in football as a player. He is in football as an announcer. As an analyst, I think he was a freaking ass kicker when he was 1 year old. All right, I mean Seth is the man. Seth Joyner every Monday with us 9 to 10.
Seth is your favorite player.
He is my favorite Eagles player of all time. That
like
is correct.
You get a little verklempt.
How would you knock it off?
Because
you're gonna make it awkward.
He's your favorite.
It was a great football player.
That meant everything to me.
And while,
let's go to the phones. 888. I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
James, that's Nick Foles. That's Nick Foles. Let's not cross the weird now. All right, but anyway, Seth, every Monday, 9 to 10. And you know what you're going to get from Seth? Unvarnished opinions. Not colored by any, I'm going to be nice to this guy. Or what? It's just what he thinks he'll tell you. 9 to 10 every Monday. Spread the word here on WIP after every game, win or lose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.